USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. A deadline now set by the U.S. Treasury Department. The message to Congress is raise the debt ceiling by June 5th, or we will no longer be able to prevent an economically devastating default on U.S. government debt. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says there will be no further discussion about the issue from the White House's perspective.
The president's not been going to negotiate around the full faith and credit of the United States.
Hardline Republicans in Congress hold major sway now, and they've demanded any debt ceiling increase be tied to U.S. government spending cuts. The Supreme Court still does not know who leaked the bombshell abortion draft ruling last year. NBC News White House reporter Kelly O'Donnell.
The headline is, they have found no perpetrator.
In May, Politico published a leaked draft of a Supreme Court opinion on a case that eventually led to Roe v. Wade being overturned. President Biden offering his support to the people of California after storms slammed parts of the state in recent weeks.
The country is here for you and with you. We are not leaving till things are built back and built back better than they were before.
The series of atmospheric rivers brought heavy flooding and left at least 21 people dead. One of the great singer-songwriters of our time has left for rock and roll heaven.
Singer-songwriter David Crosby has died at the age of 81.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
Crosby was a founding member of influential 60s rock bands The Byrds and Crosby, as well as Stills and Nash, which later became Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. His wife said in a statement to Variety that he died surrounded by family after battling a long illness. I'm Dave Collins.
The cause of Lisa Marie Presley's death has not yet been revealed by the coroner. It's been deemed as, quote, deferred pending additional investigation. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A 39-year-old former Republican political candidate will remain jailed in New Mexico after allegedly plotting and carrying out violence against Democratic elected officials there last year. Solomon Pena faces nearly two dozen charges now. New Mexico Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver.
We have to take a very strong proactive stance to protect our public officials.
Pena was ordered held without bond during his first court appearance Wednesday, his next hearing scheduled for about a month from now. President Biden says he has, quote, no regrets amid an ongoing investigation into his handling of classified documents.
I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. There's no there there.
After documents from his time as vice president were found at his Delaware home and an office, Biden noted his team is fully cooperating with the Justice Department's probe. Actor Alec Baldwin could have a tough legal road ahead following the decision from a New Mexico district attorney to charge the actor with two counts of involuntary manslaughter. Attorney and host of The Weeknd, Michael Brown, says Baldwin's previous statements could hurt him in court.
Everything that he said, including the denials of shooting the gun, when in fact we know that he shot the gun, that's going to be used in the jury in the case before the jury.
Brown also says the district attorney's office likely was cautious in its decision because Baldwin is a high-profile actor. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
love. Just like old times, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!